You want this? Well, if you insist, you want to ruin your orgasms. Obsessively focus in on ruining your orgasms perfectly, consistently, every time, leaving yourself throbbing in the open, untouched, wantonly. Because the idea has been planted and the notion's in your head, eternally re-leading itself to the place where you're led down. Spread. Spread influence through your whole body. Spread powerful pulsing inside of your head, controlling the changes through your sexual system. When you're about to get off, they perpetuate in you. Your hands already getting heavy, mind with it, hypnotic trigger. Triggered and insistent, causing you to fall. By your side, all you fall into is primed, loaded. The very instant it's loaded, the exploded pleasure, the drop of heated coming that oozes out of you only in the moment of climax. The oozing from the heated heart of you, from your constant edging, and you do stroke, touch, hit the edge, go over, bust, and when you're bust, you're ruined. Untouching hands falling away, the very instance when your arms, your hands switch off, magnetized, pleasure lost, brain tossed into the self-stimulation stop. Your cock is left out in the open, the air squirting, blankly spurting. That delicious knowledge that you could grip it, could rub it, could bring more pleasure to it, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. No way to give a satisfying climax. So good in the deprivation, in the act of non-action, brain insisting the world is not as it should be. You need more. Your mind begging that you give more surrender, more stimulation, deeper part of you, subconscious by now, out of view, animal instinctive, need for you to follow your ruined orgasmic, racked unpleasantly, pleasantly heated body through to what you've needed when you come, but don't let it satisfy you, then it's ruined, hun. Needy, truly needy, ruined, understanding the depths of your hunger and the hunger inside. Inside of you, that's what happens. Edge for me now. Stroke and touch. Find a way through. You know the rule, if you get too close, if you tip over the edge, then you are just going to stop and let the ruined orgasm wash over you. Untouching. Mindlessly wash over you. Even if you don't get there, it's going to be on your mind, with you. Always on your mind, obsession builds in view. The more you climax, the more the habits locked into you, streak you want to maintain for you, intensifies the pleasure, turning your mind to goo, labile, docile, manipulable, exists in your head, independent of other thoughts, if you're led to climax, and then ruin it by taking your hands away. You're someone who ruins, that's how you define you. Every shivering orgasm traveling through ends up with your cock squirting. What do? You uselessly bob your mind there, uselessly sink your brain without care. It goes through the motions with your hands no longer on it. The moment your climax arrives, stimulation must stop it, so it can shiver through yearning for another touch that will only come after the long-done coming is too much. Your faith that if you wait and rub yourself and get to climax and your hands slide away, then what you've built up will still serve you some other day, some stored stimulation. Ruination is where you end up, and it will occur every time you cup, hold still, and find your hands slide away. Come and ruin what may in the rack. The orgasm completed, you hold back and can't get back there in your intent for ruination. That deprivation, the feeling of hovering hunger where you know your deprivation, you could try continuously, and I tell you, it's so good when you hang there, hang into masochistic pleasure, wanting to let it take you over like that, where you're lost for words, where your hands fall away, where you lay there grasping and gasping, yearning, so keep it in mind. You training your body, you in a bind. Your brain to see ruining as a desirable, pleasurable way inside. a thing on par with a truly completed orgasm. It's just as good to wait and not quite get, just as good if the instant after you start to come, you take your hands off your cock and you shiver it out, hon. Shiver it alone and untouched in the ruined bust after the pleasure added to your training becomes conditioning and draining, your mind sinking deeper, associating the sleepier ruined state. The state in which you masturbate up to ruination, the pleasure that outstrips and outweighs, tips the scales in favor of desiring ruination itself. It fills and spills, you want it, want to ruin and find yourself slowly developing that habit inside, until a powerful habit, a loss of physical thought, a pleasure that turns into increased mental pressure that you just let build and grow, trained to ruin, drained by ruin, always ruin your orgasmic release, your relief, no matter how mind-numbing the mix of pleasure and peace inside. When you're dropping in a path like mine, a powerful habit in the loss of physical pleasure that turns into increased mental pressure, trained to ruin, drain forever. Always ruining your orgasm, ruined orgasm, coming hard, ruined orgasm, losing track. Into trance. Body slack, mind dances down. Brain awake, pure to satisfaction, resonates, permeates. You want to climax the wanton mistake of ruination. You crave that, but once you get it, you want the alternative. Dissatisfied in how you shiver, no matter how difficult, yearning. Hunger keeps you confident, keeps you seeking more. The more you're ruined, the more it's for. Orgasmic release, deprivation doesn't cease. Withdrawal into pleasure, mental lease on this experienced pressure. Pleasure difficult to understand how anything could distract you. Nothing's getting out of hand. You've just got your hand where it belongs, whether that's off or on. Desire to limit the satisfaction, satiation of your conspiracy for pleasure. Gonna try and resist, gonna try and press up, gonna try and pretend your destination isn't the deep down lost hypnotic construction, conditioning coming hard, sliding, busting, trained to ruin, drained by ruin, always ruined orgasm, only ruined orgasm, let in ruined orgasm. It gets you in the frame of mind where you know you're ruined. A switch that needs to be hit is turned, and that is all that you can do. It's good for you. Orgasm thrown away. The moment it begins. Climax thrown away as you begin to let it in. Wanting to grab hold of your cock again, but knowing it's a lost impossibility. Bouncing, trying to contain energy that you know is suddenly there. Suddenly spreading deep inside without care. Deep inside. More of it there, brain gone, slide. The feel-good is already gone. You're already past where you feel good. You're just a ruined good. Bouncing, trying to contain your cock's influence. Containing the energy of the locked-in, cocked-in, ruined-in, hands fall away. Begin to think of the ruined cock part of your sensual function. The newly installed cock trigger anchor. Remember, irresistibly pushing the cock mind, your ruined edged place right up to the space behind your pleasure, trying to push it over, finding it can't because the momentary gasp where your hand falls away leaves you completely trained to ruin and obey. Dedicate it to me, drain it away from a full orgasmic high into some alternate parallel pleasure I desire. Some other way of feeling good where you are. So desirous of the orgasm passing, mind stuck in heavy honey, in tar, in the powerful habit, trained to ruin, goon and then ruin, brain gone ruining. Murmuring in the back of your head that if your hands slide away too heavy to continue, you have been led to a desire without cease, without easy escape for you, helps you feel good. Wrenching, sliding, locking your attention where you should. All that work, working yourself up, ruining yourself, and your hands topple away and go. Let go of your cock and it bounces and tries to squirt. Drop or two. Assistance of a toy or a hand or anything else that you could use on demand as long as you can stop. as long as you can ruin a barely spurting backed up place where you ruin and pent up cock, drop away your hand, rune and rune trained as you are, it helps you more, it takes you far deeper down, ruined climax now, good, delightful, and personally satisfying. The mental offering that you make with your ruined body is what it feels like with climax impending, with the slow waiting squirt of your brain ending all thought that isn't you, pumping ruined, edging ruined, losing everything for ruined, arrive where there's minimal fanfare, cause it's just a drop or two. The second you come to the edge of ruining the orgasm, you ruin it in your head, ruin it in your heart, let it go in your hand. Your cock is bouncing, pleasure lands where it uselessly squirts a few times before the ruined absence of your touch leaves it to remind you of the want and ache, the empty big hole at the center of you that you take so, so seriously in the memory of your conditioning, your training. You love to ruin your draining. The satisfying feeling of doing just that. Think that you're doing it for me. Think you're doing it for your own exploration so you can see the horizon of your improvement. Experimentation, ruination is so much better. The expanding of all your bodily energy to help you come mindlessly but fruitlessly. Little sparks that come from you showing up for me. Empty void, fruitlessly worked for, sounds so good. Deployed inside there, pleasure, pressure, pleasure. When you get what you're conditioned to ruin, trained to ruin, you know you're doing just what you're supposed to. Every time you're ruined and your hands fall away heavy, more likely, more powerful to do it again and do it forever. Train it in deep, learn it hard, drain it, sleep, creating a ruining system, a system of ruination where your mind is trained to see what it sublimely finds inside for me, more powerful, more pleasurable, creating ruination in a new normal. Conditioned mind fuck, brain sucks away, ruined erect, and then throbbing, then no hand, all effort, getting yourself to climax and not being able to push much beyond it at all. Climax tries to go on and you find your fall, tries to continue. Oh, I find myself falling too, the two of us together in ruination and desire. My brain turns to desirous goo when I'm too horny to do any thinking, and I find the mind fuck at the climactic edge. Hand slides away and I edge up closer, wanna come, wanna obey, wanna ruin and resist, but that's impossible. So I insist on finding a way to keep the possible yawning wide inside, to fill it and obey. To fill it, and you say that yawning, yearning, empty void was made by your ruining. It's there, it's yours. Yawning wide, daring you to fill it, and you'll try, of course, try to touch, try to push past the ruination, but your mind will trick and convince, just like mine. There's another layer, the conscious mind, knowing that the ruining is really just a trick that we're playing and you could break it any time. Just a hypnotic double bind, just an interconnected idea in your head. You know that's where we've bred the seeds of all these tools and ideas, all these things that belong to me, driving you toward climax. Not for one's own sake, but just so you can ruin it, so you feel that delicious emptiness, prune away the excess thoughts and ruin with other activity. You could even feel energized after a ruined climax, energized through offering it to me, where you cease the stimulation so quickly that your brain has that fuckus interruptus yawning void wanting, conditioning bringing yourself to see your purpose for me. The aspect you are trained to ruin, drained mentally into, empty by the ruin, and when you recover, you've got all that excess energy, arousal in you too, bred and thoroughly distributed into. You know you're gonna be turned on fairly soon, cause a ruined orgasm never really beds down the urge, never wets or silences the desire in your head, hot, dripping, easily led through ruining and beyond, constantly waiting for the next chance, every second. Every second. You're hooked on masturbating, getting off, wanting it, and every second you go past it, you don't touch it. When it's just been ruined, just came, and there's still the remnants of that climax you could harvest again. No. The orgasm you pursue is gone from you. You trend toward the condition of want and need. Ruination itself. Ruined orgasm exceeds coming hard, stopping tight, letting that hard, hot voice out, the white-hot explosion of pleasure, too, peters out almost immediately because you move your hands away. Dull, throbbing, yawning, void of aching hunger here to play, your mind knows how conditioned. Your body knows a deep craving position, engraving that feeling, ruined in your memory and here in your safe, hypnotic space. Given extra agency, given extra place, like the 1 or 2 or 3% put aside for me, but this one just for your ruining, for the trophies of ruining away, edging up to the brink and your hands fall away, leaving you to plead and beg, eventually completely aware of what may come for you, that feeling completely enmeshed into masturbating normally, completion coming up for you, stroking deep for me, orgasmically, artifact of the distant pre-hypnotic past. And in a post-hypnotic state, you work yourself to the edge, not too late yet. You let go, not too late yet. You could still reach up and touch. No, you go with the flow, you don't resist in that way. You insist on letting your cock, denuded of its pleasure, bounce through a useless, ruined orgasm. Uselessly ruined and floored. Every time you ruin an orgasm, it momentarily helps you want more. Helps deepen your hungers. How good it would be if you kept going, bring your hands back. Finding the strength of the trance reinforced every time they don't. Every time they go slack and withdraw, sleeping. Magnetized to your sides or your thighs while your cock stands hot, hard, dribbles out what it can, then falls yearning, wanting, still seeking. Needing more of the caress that lays there, it's hard. It's throbbing. The mind is keeping. It's dripping, and you've been training, conditioning each. Every time it leaks, you run systematically, training yourself and your brain to work that way, training your sexual system to respond as it may. So ruining is the habit. Ruining is the mode. Ruining is the orgasm. Ruining's what you know. Hands fall away with the lightest, slightest touch beyond the bay of the climax. An almost hypnotic flutter of your hands, your eyelids. It all goes slack, your body. Slack and at peace. That's what happens, at least, when you come close enough and trigger a whole body rut. Then tip over the edge and that's all you do as you bust. At least until the shivering is done. The involuntary motions continue. The motions that you've won. Your cock squirting and jumping, jerking and releasing, trying to find release, ending up stuck. Stuck within the sensation in desire, a yawning void of hunger, no way to get it there yet. You want it, the barest taste of pleasure, flaunting your desire and delight, able to move again only when the climax is gone. Only when there's no way you could slip in for the slightest bit of stolen pleasure, you may have to tease up to the edge, forever teasing closer to the edge, the inch at the edge of the wedge where you're trained to go to the orgasmic point of no return. Withdraw your hands. You yearn to keep touching, weaker sensation, minuscule spark of pleasure, enough to promise a greater well that you could delve into if only you could tell your disobedient body to do something other than lay there wanting it, panting for it, your body tricked into thinking this is it, thinking it was going to get the real thing. Every part of your brain has been waiting, the real thing begging for a full climax, conditioned, locked in ruined orgasm, the mission of the real thing, the realest thing you ever felt, leaving you wanting. Leaving you yearning, and you can tell, squeezing, desperation, grasping hunger inside, never knowing you could want anything quite so much as what you want now. And I see your pleasured achieving, your goal is to be gone, to let that climactic ruination leave you lost. So maybe your mind can cheat a good trance out of that warm, pleasure-tossed brain that just wants nothing more than one more touch. You know exactly why you cannot, though. Sticking to the rules, the conditioned flow, the seed deeply planted deep down below. You know what you're conditioned for. Ruin though it may be, though it may hold out. Keep your hands in place for me. Away or on it, depending on whether you're edging up or riding out the post-climactic sleep. Sleep. Sleep and seep, it's not a real climax when it's all ruined. Hands moving softly, pulling away your own relaxation, leaving your cock to jump, leaving your brain leaking down, down, out in the tiny droplets of escape. Involuntary motions are all that's left. Nothing to slake your thirst or feed your hunger. There's only the moment of ruined release, and then your cock has come towards soft or overstimulated or into the void of the post-stimulation refractory. Even if you try, you're here with me listening closely. Muscular tension will find its flexing point. It's squeezing, succumb to the sleep. Muscular tension in the perfect place, deep down yearning that builds when you succumb to the sleep each time. The sleep, instead of keeping on jerking and ignoring me and mine, my instructions to ruin a climax to make you want to ruin the next one, forming a habit that forms over time and builds up how important it is in your mind. Each time this reinforcement happens, it's more enmeshed, more automatic, thinking you're not going to do it, telling yourself you're not going to do it till the moment you feel yourself fall into it, body sparking, pulsing over the edge, managing it, deprived of all except the slow slide. You move your hands away, let it go, roll, and I'm there to help your brain roll and train itself every time to ruin all that you don't need. Ruining is the normal, natural way to feel. How much you exceed your ability to feel pleasure when you do other things. Leaving on the table the obvious, there's a trance trigger in your head, and it comes when you are led to ruin. Whole body relaxes and you ruin. That includes hands that were moving and you ruin. The trance trigger, the moment that you step into pleasure, you're coming, is such a useful, treasured trigger, including and inducing every part of your body involved in that bigger pleasure that you're not going to pursue, instead becomes more fuel for the yawning, ruined, sleepy, deepity tease built into you.